Hi, hello. Welcome to my podcast, or quote-unquote podcast, A Question of Growth, which I am doing for a school project where the whole class needs to choose a topic that they are interested in and create a product of it. If you are listening to this, the product part has been done, and that's great for me. And the topic that we are discussing, that I've chosen, is should children be exposed to large topics in life sooner or later? And it's something that I personally think it's interesting, which is why I chose it, because I always wonder the things that we learn about when we are kids, at the times we learn about them, do they affect us? What do they do to us? Was there a better way to handle it? And I think it's an interesting topic personally, which is why I chose it. I also have a friend of mine here who for some reason chooses to remain anonymous, so we just call her Marge now.
Hi, I'm Marge.
And she is here to be the audience surrogate. I googled it, that's the actual term. And basically she's here to be the voice of the people.
The voice of the people, that's
because
right.
When I talk about this topic with people, like, oh, I'm doing this for school, they're like, oh, that's interesting, but like, what does it mean? What does this mean? And when you know something, when you do something, you know about it a lot, but you don't always realize, so other people might not know what you're talking about. So Ella's here. I'm sorry, that's her real name. It's okay that we keep going.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sorry, that's her, you know her real name, name now, but we'll keep going with Marge.
Yeah.
Marge is here to basically represent you guys so that, you know, if I say something and it sounds like complete gibberish, it's gibberish to Marge too.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here. She's here to speak for you, basically. Mm. So a lot of responsibility on you.
It's fine. I've got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I chose this topic based on some personal experience. Like, obviously, they encourage you to choose a topic that you are somehow interested in or have some sort of background in. And I chose this because when I was 5 or 4 years old, I watched Home Alone for the first time, and I had no idea what a robbery was. So I was like, wait, someone can come into your house when you're not there and, like, take your stuff? That's terrifying. Because, like, I had never heard about that before, and I watched the movie, and I was like, my main takeaway was like, oh my god, Christmas is a terrifying holiday. I know it sounds like a very weak, like, reasoning, but that really is. I always wondered, like, hey, that was, like, kind of terrifying for me. Like, I had to learn what theft was, but, like,
it made an impression on me.
It made an impression on me, yeah. And I was, like, and for some reason, I always refer to that when I speak of, like, how I learned something, when I learned something. And it's also a lot of the context of how I learned something. It's, you know, it's interesting. And yeah, and from then on, I kind of thought, you know, hey, I wonder what that kind of did. Like, if I had learned a different way, would that have been better or whatever, because it's Home Alone, so maybe it wouldn't have any effect.
For me it wasn't necessarily films, but it was music videos. Specifically, I remember Maps by Maroon 5 and Trouble by Taylor Swift, and those music videos gave me the first, like, insight and look into what violence was, and it scared me. It made an impression on me, and I think it kind of shaped how I viewed, like, relationships in general. Also, just how violence is as adults, because I, you know, as a kid, I was aware that violence as adults and violence as kids were two very separate things. But yeah, so it really just made an impression on me.
Yeah, that cut. Because how old were you?
I was around 7. Yeah,
quite an age. And, like, of course, we're not only discussing exposition via, like, media. Like, that's a part of it. Like, any form of finding out about things in a weird way or at the wrong time. I think a lot of people have an experience with, like, yeah, with watching a movie or hearing a song or something. But, yeah, it really depends. And yeah, something that I want to go over is that, you know, I've talked to people about this topic. I've interviewed people, which was really helpful. But when I say large topic, they don't always understand what I am referring to. So to make sure that that's clear, a large topic means like adult topic or a heavy topic. It's something that is not particularly meant for children or not meant for children of the age when they learn about it. So, like, yeah, so, like, children can know about, like, what a robbery is, but, like, maybe if you're two and you just, like, find out, it's not great. Like, adult topic is something that is meant for adults, or it's meant for kids of a certain age, and they're introduced to it too young or in a bad way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're discussing here. And, yeah, and, you know, you might be probably thinking, why are they doing this? Like, they're still in school. What can they really say? And I'm not at all here to, like, tell you how to, like, parent your children or anything like that, or how to talk to children, because, like, we don't know. Everyone's different. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely not here to give you an answer as much as I'm here to discuss possible answers. But, you know, I think that me and Marge do have, like, some form of insight on this, because I'm 15, you're 15.
Yeah, almost, nearly 16.
Nearly 16. So we, you know, we go to class with people our age. We know a lot about, like, how a lot of kids our age are and how what we're affected by. So we can say, and I've done research on this from, like, points of views of, like, adults, of, like, parents. So I think we're in a good position, because we can kind of balance what we know as, like, the kids in the target demographic, and also as information from
I'd also adults. Say that teenagers are a prime example of the people who can are experiencing maybe these effects the most, or, like, teenage years is when you start to, like, doubt or question these things, right? Like, or, you know, start to discuss these things.
Yeah, especially, I guess, for, like, this topic. Because if you're, like, five, you don't know how to articulate these thoughts as well. But when you're, like, 20, you're not a kid anymore. So, like, at this age, it's around where you can be, like, hey, this affects me, and I know that. So we have some credibility, I believe. Yeah. I think it's important. This whole episode's meant to be kind of an introduction to you. I want to define the parameters of the situation, of the topic, of what we're going to discuss in the next three or four episodes. And I think it's very important to define also the target demographic, because I'm going to be talking about kids from ages, like, 3 to 15, because 3 is kind of, I think, the age where most children, like, start to, like, comprehend things, learn things, can, like, communicate. It's kind of a good age, I think, to talk about, like, comprehension, when kids kind of start developing their minds in a way that we can understand. And I went to 15 because, you know, everyone is different, but I feel like 15 is, like, kind of the last age where you can really generalize teens. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, in our class, we're all, like, 15, and we can kind of be like, okay, generally 15-year-olds are like this, but I feel like past 15 is really, like, you're really doing your own thing at that point. It's really hard to kind of be like, well, most 18-year-olds, it's harder than it's, like, most 15-year-olds. And also, like, 15, I think, at this point is around the time where people get a lot of the information that they then will continue on with.
It's the stage you're starting to shape your opinions, and then after 15, everybody kind of has their individual...
Yeah, so...
Around, like, somewhere. Yeah,
so the demographic is mainly 3 to 15. When I've spoken to people, they've been like, what's a large topic? Like, what is... they were like, what's a large topic? But what's a large topic to a specific person of a certain age, right?
Yeah, specific age group.
Yeah, because when you're like, 5, maybe robbery is a big topic to you. Like, you're like, oh my God, I don't trust the world anymore. Like, that's terrifying. But when you're like 14, you're like, yeah, I know that that's a thing. You know, so what constitutes as a large topic will change with age, because with every age, you're more of an adult. So therefore, a topic becomes less and less adult to you as you age. So we're going to just quickly go over some very rough age groups, age brackets. Of course, once again, every child is different. So this is not like a specific... Yeah.
So like what different large topics mean to different age groups.
Yes, exactly. So, so rough draft, it's not for sure, but it's around what I believe, based on research and personal experience, people who I've talked to, it constitutes as our topic for a certain age group. So 3 to 5 years old, I would say, is things like, theft, kidnapping, murder, natural disasters, very explicit things like racism or sexism, homophobia, you know, xenophobia, known by, like, things like illness and disease to a very explicit level, and, like, the idea of, like, war and poverty and just basically injustice and danger that could possibly affect you. Because at, like, 3 or 5, you kind of starting to learn about the world. And, you know, learning about certain things that are out of your control that you can't really, you know, you don't have an effect on, they're out of your control, can be not great, because you have to start learning at some point.
Exactly.
But if you're like 3 and you're like, hey, you could get kidnapped,
not speaking from any research whatsoever, but I know that, like, around the age of 5 is when you start realizing that the world doesn't necessarily revolve around you.
I think it's around, like, 3 to 4 when usually kids are like, oh, hey, there's more to the world than me. And, like, and it's actually, I think it's interesting, divulging a bit from this, but I think it's interesting how much of, like, there's a culture around, like, not telling kids, like, everything. And, like, you know, you could argue, like, okay, well, what if I have to tell my 3-year-old about kidnapping being a threat because she goes to kindergarten on her own or something, you know? So, you know, there is a question of, like, you know, there is an argument for both, because you could really scare them or really protect them, in a sense. We're going to discuss this all more in the next episode, so I won't touch on it too much now. But, you know, that is something to, like, think about. And,
like, preserving innocence, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's a topic, I think, that, you know, is a big part of this. But that's for later. 6 to 9 years old. I would say large topics there are, like, graphic crimes and aggression and violence. A lot. Gore and horror. More of, like, the unfairness and uncertainty in the world, like, things that are still up in the air, like, things that haven't been solved, things that are still, like, a potential threat, in a way, to children. Things like, like, problems that, once again, are out of their reach, but to a larger degree, like climate change or space. I have a friend who learned in a planetarium when they were, like, 7 about, like, black holes, and they were honestly traumatized. They could not sleep for, like, I think a good, like, solid year.
I can imagine.
Because, like, they're like, oh my god, what if the whole planet just gets, like, sucked into a black hole and we all die? You know, that's, I think, the main thing with, like, children. Like, it's, like, topics that seem so much larger to them than everything.
Because
I think there's always going to be something larger than you, no matter how old you are. The universe, the planet Earth. But when you're a kid, you still think everything is, like, so big. Like, you're short. Like, the adults are bigger. Everything is bigger. So everything is kind of uncertain to you, and, you know, to bombard you with things like the universe, which is, like, a topic discussed by, like, scientists, like, adults, like, don't know what's going on. It's, like, it can be a lot for a kid.
It's all just a foreign concept.
And to the people I've talked to, I've interviewed, they said that up until age 7 is a very sensitive, like, time for a kid, because you know, when we, like, look at babies or toddlers, we probably don't think that they're doing that much. Like, they just kind of sit there and they eat and sleep and, like, watch cartoons and, like, play or something, in a sense. I guess
summing
that's
true. Summing up the life of a baby.
But summing up the life, I guess that's kind of true. But the truth is that since, like, the moment they're born, they're figuring out how to do everything that we do by default, like how to talk, how to learn, how to walk, how to
think,
act, and exactly, how to think. And they're developing their minds all the time, and it's a lot to do. Like, I mean, I don't think anyone can really remember, I guess, when they were, like, a baby, when they're, like, 2 or 3, but, like, imagine, like, how you had to learn everything, how you had to, you had to just kind of develop an entire, like, sense of how to think and how to, like, learn. And that kind of goes up until, like, 7. Like, I think 0 to 4 is, like, the main, like, when you're really developing. But then, like, 4 or 7 is when you're developing as you, as a personality. So I've been told 0 to 7 is a particularly sensitive time to bombard children with more information, because they don't even know, like, what they're doing in their own heads yet.
Yeah.
So that's also, like, a specifically sensitive time, which is why everything before 7 is, you can, of course, talk to children about, like, big things before 7, but that's especially when you should, like, watch out, I think, for it, because, mm-hmm. yeah, that's when it'll get hard. Then from 10 to 12 is a topic that I thought was going to be, like, the hardest to discuss, because I think, yeah, it just kind of is, which is the topic of, like, rape and sexual assault and those kinds of things. It's a very heavy topic, yeah. And, like, I knew that it was going to be one of the hardest ones to, mm-hmm. like, narrow down.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, I tried to Google, like, an idea, like, I want to get consensus of, like, what do people think is a good age to tell children about, like, rape, to, you know, to get an idea mm-hmm. of, like, what the societal idea is at this point. And, like, I skimmed kind of a few, like, headlines and seen some opinions. I didn't, like, read anything, but, like, I just kind of wanted to get an idea of the opinion. And a lot of the ideas are between 6 to 12 is when you should start telling them, because then they know. Like, of course, sadly, rape exists and happens to both men and women, but mostly it usually happens to women by men, and mm-hmm. there was an argument that, you know, you should tell, like, your daughters about, so they know from early on that they have boundaries and that they can say no, and you should tell boys because they should know to not do that. And, of course, like, vice versa, you should tell girls boys have boundaries and to boys know, yeah. So there is an argument to be made for that. I think it's a valid argument, but people who I've talked to, like my friends who are on the same age as me, because I learned about rape when I was 11, because my dad just kind of told me. I was mm-hmm. 10 or 11. I think I was 11. And he just kind of, like, told me, and he was like, okay, there you go, now you know. And I was really, really freaked out, and I was, like, scared to be outside a bit sometimes, or, like, I always had to be around someone else, like, an adult usually. And, like, I was, like, and then that was kind of the main, that was another, like, reason why I chose this topic, because I was, like, that is an actual large topic, and I actually do think that might have been too soon. And I talked to a friend of mine about it, and she was, like, yeah, I was 12, and I was also really freaked out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's kind of interesting, and I don't know if a lot of other people have experienced this, but I was introduced to sex, puberty, and rape all at the same time, and it was in school, because that's, you know, the age you start, like, developing and stuff like that. And I remember we were sitting in a classroom, and then we talked about puberty, and then it was sex, and then it briefly mentioned rape, and rape had never been mentioned before. I didn't even know that existed. And then that kind of led to the conversation on sexual assault. And I was, like, around 11 at this time. And I was very traumatized and scared because they mentioned it, but didn't necessarily follow up with what that actually meant and meant for the individual human being.
And probably didn't, like, separate it from, exactly. Like, you just learned about, like...
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean... I'm not saying I have any issues, but it, like, I guess it kind of made me question intimacy and, like, relationships a little bit. And, yeah, it's definitely something that I think has traumatized me a little bit.
Yeah, it's probably something that, like, your parents should talk to mm-hmm. you about, or your guardians, yeah. or, like, an adult that you, like, trust who, like, sits down and talk to you about. And, yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I asked my mom and, like, my dad and my stepdad, because, like, they are parents, so... I was wondering, like, okay, what would you say? My mom couldn't answer. She was, like, kind of at a loss. She was like, I don't know. I really could not tell you. My dad and my stepfather comes to the same thing, which was, like, around, like, 6. Because I told them, I Googled it, and some people say between 6 and 12. And they're like, around 6, you don't really have an idea of what, like, sex is. Like, you don't understand what it is. Yeah. So, it's not going to really... get to you mm-hmm. in the same way, like, and they both said that they think 12 or 13, because that's around the age where, you know, girls get into puberty, so they kind of understand, like, oh, okay, I'm growing up now, I'm kind of becoming an adult, and that's kind of time mm-hmm. to go, okay, this is something that, like, you know, you might have to watch out for, this is exactly. something that might happen, because at that point, you also understand more what it means, and, like, some arguments are, like, even if you tell them too early, you can kind of traumatize them, like, sexually even traumatize them, like, make them, like, afraid of, like,
exactly
men or something, or, like, being outside, or, like, adults or whatever, and, you know, and that's a really heavy thing to kind of, like, carry around, because mm-hmm. you know, you shouldn't be afraid of other people, And yeah, so that is definitely a very tricky one. And I put it finally in between the 10 to 12 age range because I think that I'm going to trust the people I think who I have to talk to. Because, and then we all have opinions, and people who I've talked to of my age who said I was 11 and it was too much for me, I think that's a good idea to be like, okay, I think 11 generally is not great. Maybe some 6-year-olds can handle it and that's good for them. But I would say 10 to 12, it's mm-hmm. still like a pretty large thing to talk about.
And like connecting back to the thing you said about the 7-year-old mark, like below, you might not be able to grasp certain concepts.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you also need to kind of think about that. Like how would this kid even understand? And if so, how does that affect them if they don't completely understand what sex or rape is and they can't grasp it, you know?
Yeah.
Does that have any effect on kids?
Yeah. And I don't want to like debunk Google here. I'm not saying that none of those articles have point, because there is a point to be made. Like, you need to know that you have boundaries
mm-hmm.
from a young age, because, you know, sadly there are also adults who prey on like children. You have to know that that's also a risk. But yeah, when it comes to like rape itself, I think probably between like 10 and 12 is either when you could tell them or when it'd still be a lot, like 13 or 12 maybe, or a gradual introduction. But yeah, we talked about this one for a while because I just wanted to acknowledge that this one is probably one of the hardest like
mm-hmm.
things in this like topic to talk about.
The most controversial too.
Yeah, it's like, it's the thing that when I interview people, they all kind of brought up like, this is like something that's like really hard for like parents to talk about to kids. And it's like something no one wants to think about, mm-hmm. of course. But yeah, and our last age group is 13 to 15, which is, this was a hard one to like decide what goes in here. Cause it's like, man, what was I afraid of at 13? Like what am I afraid of now? I'm 15. And I think that at 13, 15, it's when you realize that like the world is a bit scary.
Yeah.
And, like, you know that from, like, when you're a kid, that like, there are bad people, there are bad things. But I think at 13, 15, it becomes more, like, real to you. When you're younger, it was a concept more. It was, like, mm-hmm. there are bad people, there are bad things. When you're 13 and 15, like, Marge said earlier, for example. Yeah. We're still using the name.
Yeah, Marge.
That's when you sort of develop your own ideas about the world. And because of that, that's when you start to develop your own you develop your own thoughts, and because that you see things clearer or you see things bigger. When you're younger, it was like a concept of like there's bad things, mm-hmm. there's bad people, and when you're older, it's like you know the names of those people, you know the dates of those events, like things are happening like in front of you in the world you live in, and they're still out of your control like when you were a kid, but like now you also like know what they are,
mm-hmm.
and there has to be some form of introduction to the world in the way it is.
Yeah.
But I would say at 13 to 15, especially like when you learn about like political politics are messy, guys.
Especially in this day and age with social media and everything, you get introduced to those topics a lot, like
actually,
easily.
Yeah, and actually, sorry, Marge's topic for this assignment is actually like politics and social media. So
yeah, I'm looking into politics on social media and political journalism online. So this actually kind of connects to my topic.
Yeah, and like there is a lot taken.
Yeah, it is a lot.
So yeah, I think that when you're younger, it's more nature. It's more the world is a place where good and bad things happen. When you're older, it's more social. It's like you see yourself as a part of that world and you can actually see the things that are wrong. And especially depending on how you're introduced to it, like I was thinking a lot about this past year, where there was like, you know, protests and lockdowns and like quarantines and like so many crazy things happened in like the last 1 or 2 years. And I would say that took quite a toll on me, and also on a lot of like people who I know, and a lot of kids like online are saying things, a lot of news stories are about how kids are being affected. Everyone's being affected, but especially kids are being affected. And I think that's because this is a lot for them when they don't actually fully understand what they think yet. So for them, it's always like, this political thing happened, this thing happened
and
here.
And just don't understand the context either. Like, it's kind of, it all just bombarded kids at once. Like, there's no build up. There's no gradual progression. Yeah.
And like at 13, 15, you do have your own mind. You can kind of form ideas. You can interpret things. But when it all comes at once, especially, which is kind of what we're talking about, like when you just, you're faced with something.
I'd say on the contrary as well, like, while these are really good points, parents also need to make sure that you introduce these, or like have an open discussion with your kids about these topics as well, because I know that for me personally, it was maybe kind of a little bit of a shock when I started on my own learning about society and politics, because that wasn't really a big thing we talked about in our family household. So that can also have an effect on how kids perceive society and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think that we're kind of a bit opposites in this case, because I think my parents told me about a lot of things, but they also had not that much filter on, like, when they said it. So a lot of time it was like I was learning about things, and they were even saying, like, I know I'm telling you this like 3 years too early, but I think you should just know. And I think the main part, because I was sitting there like, I know quite a few things that maybe I shouldn't know yet, or maybe I knew things when I was younger that I shouldn't have known then. And in a way, I'm thankful for it, because I think I know more about the world, and it helps me form opinions on who I want to be in the world, because I know I understand it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, I haven't had anything, depression or anything, but, like, I had, like, really serious, I think, episodes of, like, really being upset, really being overwhelmed by just, like, everything. Yeah. And there was no graduality in how I was learning about the world. It was just like, sure, I'll tell you about this. I'll tell you about this person who died. I'll tell you about this fire. You know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you, on the other hand, like, didn't get as much...
Yeah.
...exposition. Mm-hmm. And, like, for you, it was jarring to learn about it in other sources from your parents.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. It's key... Maybe not key, but to have a parent or a guardian, an adult that you trust, but, like, mainly the, like, parent figure in your life to tell you, and like tell you at the right time, I think that's definitely key.
Yeah,
because you can learn at all the right ages. There is no right age, but you can learn at all the theoretically, hypothetically right ages, and it can still not hit you well if it's from like a friend at school.
Yeah,
and you can learn really, really young from like a parent who loves you and who you trust, but it was too early and it wasn't the right time.
Exactly.
So it really does depend.
It's why it's important that when it comes to this talk, like when during the ages of 13 to 15, when you're forming your own opinions, I at least think it's important that you both get a general perspective on how society has an outlook on politics or just these topics. And then also you can compare that to your personal outlook from your family or yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, I would like to just go over what will be happening after this episode, because this was an introduction. I don't know how long we've been going for, but this is an introduction, and you might notice we kind of brought up a lot of things and then we just kind of didn't fully go into them. I'm sorry for that, but it will all come back later. So I want to kind of set some expectations for what we're going to be doing here. If you're planning on listening further, if you come this far, thank you very much. If you're planning on listening further, thank you even more. And yeah, the plan is, what I'm planning to do with this is, I cannot answer this question. I doubt anyone can.
Mm-hmm.
You can make all your educated guesses as anyone ever would. There's always an argument to be made for everything that's ever been, I think.
Exactly.
Decided. You can argue against anything.
Yeah.
We could all be in a Matrix. That's a possibility. The Matrix trailer came out. Sorry. So there's always an argument to be made, and I am definitely not here to answer this question whatsoever, or even like pretend I have an answer. I'm not even going to be like, oh, I figured it all out, because I won't, and I don't want to in any way suggest that I have, because I don't want to do that. What I want to do is, I'm a big fan of multiple perspectives and looking at things in different ways, and then kind of synthesizing all that into an outlook, or even not, because I can never land on, like, one point of view. I'm always seeing things from, like, five different ways.
Jumping around.
Yeah. But I'm a big fan of looking at things from different points of views to get the best idea of what's going on. And that's what I'm going to try to do here I'm going to try to show and discuss
yeah.
different arguments for both sides. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing the next episode, actually, where we're going to be looking at arguments that I think are the like leading arguments for both sides.
Yeah, the pros and cons.
The pros and cons. Yeah. Three for each side, where we discuss, okay, these are some good sides, these are some bad sides. It's up to you to weigh them, how you want to discuss them, how you want to think about them, how you want to make a decision from them. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have... I really should know this, but 3 or 4 more episodes. By the time this episode is going to be, like, out, you're going to see how many there are because they're all coming out at the same time. So, I sound so professional. Like, they're all coming out. But, yeah. So, that's what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be just talking with Marge here.
With Marge.
Who's... I feel weird calling you Marge now because I accidentally said your real name. So, that's, yeah, like, what's the point of the shirt? Yeah. Remember her as Marge? wherever you may go.
Marge Madness Minutes.
okay, we're going with it. We really embrace it. And that's our plan here. Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for having me.
Yes. Yes, of course. I kind of had to drag her out here. That's why I let her be called Marge, because I did kind of make her come out here and do this with me.
No, I wanted to do this.
You want? She wanted to do this. Okay, it's a win, guys. We did. Yeah, so I hope someone clicked on this and wanted to listen. I hope someone stayed all the way up to this point. And I hope someone's planning on listening to the next few episodes. So if you're doing that, then thank you very, very much. If you listened to 1 minute and clicked off, thank you for the 1 minute you spent with us. But then you wouldn't be listening to this, so that's a bit of... That's some flawed logic here, but anyway, thank you, and please stay tuned, I guess, and we're out.